From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria has announced a 48-hour extension of a localized ceasefire in the contested northern city of Aleppo, where violence has threatened a nationwide cessation of hostilities. It will extend through Wednesday. Monday saw continued fighting between government forces and their allies against rebels near the city, a strategic prize for both sides in the five-year conflict. In Paris Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the U.S. and Russia are trying to salvage that nationwide cessation of hostilities.
Today, the Russian Federation and the United States released, as co-chairs of the International Syria Support Group, and shared with all of our colleagues a document that will reinstate a nationwide cessation of hostilities, as well as calls on the full delivery of humanitarian assistance according to the UN Security Council Resolution 2254.
The various ceasefires do not cover militant groups such as Jabhat al-Nusra, the al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria, or the Islamic State. Ivory Coast's former First Lady Simone Gbagbo went on trial Monday in Abidjan, charged with crimes against humanity in the wake of post-election violence following the 2010 contested election. Her husband, Laurent Gbagbo, lost to incumbent Alassane Ouattara.
Je tiens à vous dire que Mme Simone Gbagbo est très nationaliste et que si elle doit être
Gbagbo's lawyer, Rodrigue Daja, said his client prefers to be tried before an Ivorian court, even though she is convinced she will be condemned by the court that is not independent. Ivorian authorities refused to extradite her to The Hague to face the International Criminal Court, where her husband's trial resumed Monday. More than 3,000 people died as a result of the 2010 post-election violence. This is VOA News. A controversial Philippines mayor appears to have easily won the presidency. With nearly all votes counted in the Monday's ballot, 71-year-old Davao City Mayor Rodrigo Duterte was way ahead of his nearest rival, former Interior Secretary Mar Rojas. Duterte has gained notoriety for his often profanity-filled speeches and for advocating fighting crime by, among other things, executing criminals. That raised alarm bells among rights groups. But Fred Bagdalida, a Philippines analyst at the University of Hawaii, does not see a return to the dictatorship of Ferdinand Marcos.
It's a different kind of strongman rule. It's something that you find in many places in the Philippines, the so-called Orang Bisar, which is a phenomenon that you also see in the Muslim world in Southeast Asia, Malaysia, Indonesia, for example. Of course, there are extreme forms, but I think Duterte would be a kind of strongman who would do away from the footsteps of Ferdinand Marcos.
Meanwhile, Marcos's son is in a tight race for vice president. Thousands of national local election seats were up for contest on Monday. In Brazil, the Senate is preparing impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff, rejecting a decision by the acting Speaker of the lower house, who tried to annul that vote. If a trial is approved, Ms. Rousseff's tenure would be suspended and Vice President Michel Temer would take over.
Eu vou lutar com todos os instrumentos que eu tenho.
The Brazilian leader on Monday vowed to use all the instruments at her disposal to impede what she called the illegal interruption of her mandate. Ms. Rousseff accused of manipulating state funds to hide the state of the country's finances during her 2014 re-election campaign. She has denied any wrongdoing, but with the country mired in recession, her political future remains in doubt. A list backed by mainstream candidates won municipal elections in Lebanon despite a challenge by grassroots groups that hope to shake up the political system. An alliance backed by former Prime Minister Saad Hariri and other senior politicians announced they won all 24 seats in the Beirut municipality. A Mexican judge has ruled that drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman can be extradited to face charges in the U.S. But the final decision lies with the foreign ministry. A U.S. government official told the French press agency Guzman could be extradited by year's end. South Africa's unemployment rate jumped in the year's first quarter to 26.7%, the highest level since 2008. The news comes as the government tries to convince major credit rating agencies not to downgrade Pretoria's rating. In a rare cosmic occurrence, the tiny planet of Mercury, our solar system's innermost planet, sailed across the sun Monday. Astronomers referred to it as a transit. It appeared as a small black object on the edge of the sun. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.